Here, as each time that we open the Word of God, we see the fundamental difference between the life of Jesus Christ and any other life. It's the cross. You and I know that there must be a cross in our life. We must pick it up, carry it, and follow Jesus. The world, members of your family, your friends, your neighbors, unless they know Jesus Christ, do not understand, reject, and even though St. Peter spoke out of love, will say the same words. God forbid. Once you've accepted Jesus Christ and you take up that cross and follow Him, then the cross is light. His yoke is easy. The rejection of it is the suffering. St. Paul in the second reading begs with us. That's the translation I have. In today's reading, it's, I urge you, I beg you to offer your bodies to Almighty God as a living sacrifice. The person who loses himself will find himself. Offer your body. Say, here, Lord, here's my body. Do with me whatever you want. I'm your servant. If I need to be whipped, whip me. If I need to be sent on a journey, send me on a journey. If you need somebody to be loved, to be cared for, to be visited, I am yours. Do it. I urge you. I beg of you. An acceptable sacrifice to God. A living sacrifice. Holy. Your spiritual worship was 32 years ago next month on the 27th that I offered my body as a living sacrifice to God. Little did I know how literally He would take it. When I offered my body to God, He confirmed my call to lifelong celibacy. He had me work longer hours. He made my work a joy. He established something that I was never able to do before. A discipline of fasting in my life. And He made me healthy. He surrounded me with a multitude of saintly friends. He got rid of my television. And He taught me to read and to love His sacred scriptures. He taught me to drop everything when a call from a sick person was received and to go. He broke that body and then restored it stronger than it had ever been before. He took 30 pounds off of me. He made me the happiest priest in the diocese. And they know. And these are just a few of the things that the Lord did to my body after I offered it to Him. With St. Paul, again, inspired by the Holy Spirit, I urge you to offer your body to the Lord. And you too will find it. Remember His word when He said, unless you turn your back on everything. Mother and father, brother and sister, in your very self, you give yourself to me. You cannot be my disciple. If you want to be a Catholic on Sunday and then it worked for somebody else, or if you want to be a Catholic in front of others, but in your mind you're something else, if you hold back in any way, you're seeking your own life. 32 years ago, the one thing that stopped me from giving myself totally to the Lord, and you can laugh at me because I laugh at people who come to me and tell me they're not ready yet, and the silly little thing that they hold back, I was so afraid I'd never eat steaks anymore. He would take steaks for some reason. I was enamored by a big, thick steak. And if I gave myself to Jesus, I'd never be able to eat a steak again. If there's something that's holding you back, whatever it may be, that I'm not quite ready yet to give myself to Jesus Christ, you're seeking your own life in the area of food or drink, pleasure, sex, and you will lose your life. For as many as those that could stand and share how their lives have been changed and fulfilled in their giving themselves to the Lord, so many are those who can share of the total loss because they sought their own life. You see it in your own marriage. The moment you seek your own life, the marriage is gone. Raising your children, I urge you. And if you give your body to Him, He may, what? Make you a virgin? Give you 10 children? He may call you to breastfeed, to homeschool, enroll your children in the best school of the diocese, St. Francis Xavier, call you to pray into the night, wash others' feet, to suffer, walk, study, fast, or do things that you've never dreamt possible. We gather now at the Last Supper and you will hear His words. And let me tell you what He's going to say before He speaks. He's going to take a piece of bread and say, "This is my body. But you will be given up for you." Each one of us to respond, "Lord, this is my body that I give up to you. I belong to you." When you and I do this every day of our life, we're possessed by God, we're owned by God. And He directs us and nourishes us and strengthens us. I urge you and plead with you, with St. Paul, give your body to the Lord, to the mercy of God, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Please stand.